All right, Dean Wilson, San Diego, battle to the death with Nichols for like 10 minutes. I was watching. It was a pretty good one.
Yeah, no, we had a good battle. Unfortunately, not a very good start. And, yeah, came through the pack. I actually got by Nichols, was on my, working on Justin Hill, and then Colt got back on me. And, like, you know, that was for, like, 11th, 12th, 13th spot. And just unfortunately, my arms just blew up. And then once that happened, it was just survival. And it was like I couldn't really fight Nichols back. I just kind of gave it to him. And then it's disappointing. You know, it's like at the end of the mold when you're just surviving.
Yeah.
Did
you case something or did something? No, you know, sometimes that happens.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or an almost save or something.
Right. Right. No, yeah. I just like it just kind of progressively got worse and worse. And like. And then I remember I looked up and there was 8 minutes to go and I'm like, oh, that's going to be a day. And it sucks because, like, I've been working really hard, but it's a little disappointing, but I'm still healthy. Still got lots of races to go. You know, we've been working hard as a team and we'll get in the top 10. That's all we want to be is in the top 10. And it's totally achievable. I'm close. There's a few things I want to do. I want to detune my bike a little bit because I think throughout the main, like when I'm exiting the turns, it's just feeling too aggressive.
Yep.
And I think that could help. And a few other things that we need to work on, I think during race days, you know, during practice, like knock out more laps than just one lappers and try and flush it out my system. So there's a few things we need to work on. And if I can get rid of the arm pump, I really believe I can be battling inside that top 10.
Yeah, look at Joey. I think Joey's gone 9.9 or something like to start or 9.10 or like, I mean, I don't see why you can't be right there with him, kind of, right?
Me, Joey, Christian, Nichols, I think we're all a very close group, and that's where I want to be, but I can't hang on, so I need to figure that out, and once I do, we'll be good.
Did you change anything from Anaheim to on the bike?
Did I change anything? No, we did a little bit of suspension testing, and it's so strange because my suspension feels good during the week, but then I get to the race, and it always feels soft, so it's weird. I think it's just the way the tracks are built. They're steep, they're notchy, they're gnarly. So I don't know, I feel like I need to go stiffer, you know.
I was talking to Joey about this factory versus production stuff, and he's like, hey, if I get on another team, I'm you know, I'm gonna maybe appreciate it more. You're a guy that's ridden factory stuff for a long time, and you're on a production bike based bike now. What do you miss?
No, I mean, you know, factory, when I was there, I really enjoyed it. I think it's just that you know, what's the word I'm looking for? There's no limitations. Yeah. Like, they have everything in reach if you want to try stuff. But, you know, this Firepower Honda team, I'm really stoked with, you know, because it's kind of like an underdog team, and it definitely has a lot of potential. So we're just going to keep working and get things better and, be inside that top 10.
Cool, man. All right. Yeah, I think you'll get there. Thanks, Dino.
Thank you.